Coach, not to start, you wanted to open league play here in Mount Pleasant. Impressions, initial thoughts after this game?
Yeah, today was frustrating, disappointing. Obviously, it was an awful start, very first play of the game. You know, it was a mega explosive for them. And they go down and score. And then, you know, we were three and out. You know, you look up and it's 14-3, you know, and then 21-3. You know, I don't know. In this game, and this is, you know, my job, my responsibility is to have the guys ready. Well, what does that mean, right? I mean, there's the obvious on the field, right? Schematically, you know, we've got to, you know, play good football in that way. Block, tackle, take care of the ball, take the ball away, run the ball, stop the run, you know, third downs, red zone. I mean, there's so much to this game. But the place where, you know, I failed not having these guys ready, and I'm just really surprised, honestly, is, you know, just the lack of energy and intensity. You know, there was just kind of like a lot of dead air. You know, the guys don't want to feel that way. You know, I know exactly, you know what I mean? I mean, we all were athletes ourselves, you know. You also have to have the ability when, you know, you may not feel just naturally energized and urgent and intense. You have to be able to, you sort of realize the situation. Like, you know, we're in the middle of the MAC conference game, the first one, and rivalry game and all that kind of stuff. And to be able to, you know, flip the switch. And leaders then have the ability to, you know, impact other people.
Yep.
Now, a lot of times in a game, you know, making plays is what can do that, you know. And you know, when you look at the game, I mean, you know, it's hard to find, you know, more than a handful of plays where it's just like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, wow, this is going to be, this is a big deal. This is a, you know, this is a game changer, right? We didn't take the ball away. You know, we threw an interception. You know, we didn't have, I mean, we had made some good plays on defense and made some good plays on offense, but never that was able to turn the corner.
You look at it, you had that stop, the missed field goal, and then the entirety of the third quarter, that the defense really played good stretch of football.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your message and what did you change out of halftime that really changed the course of this game to get your team back into it?
Well, you know, I mean, even from the very beginning, like, you know, their first play, they, you know, play action and explosive, right, on the deep over route and it wasn't a missed tackle per se, but, you know, we're just not in a spot to get them to that down to the ground. And even though they scored on that first drive, it wasn't easy. Like, it took them a while, you know, to move the ball to get down there. So, like, my thought and what we were communicating from the very beginning is that even though the scoreboard's not what we want it to be, like, we're not in trouble in terms of, oh, man, we've just walked into a buzzsaw. And I'm not, you know, not discrediting their team and how they played at all. They played great. But, you know, it was not, oh, man, we're overmatched. You know, that's not the feeling at all. We just had to settle down and you know, play our game. So, I think that getting the ball first helped in the second half. Got to move it some, and we did. As a team, we played better in the third quarter. But, again, got to 21-13, but was not able, you know, to turn the corner. It's frustrating.